Hi, everyone. This is Kimberly.
And this is Katie.
And you're listening to A Date with Dateline. This episode is called The Alibi. Yeah, it makes sense. It's a good title, actually. I like
it. It's a good title for this. It fits.
Yeah,
it works.
I'm on board. This episode, January 11th, 2019, season 27, episode 14, hosted by Preggers Andrea Canning. And I did Katie super done wrong. I done did wrong in that I totally forgot to tell her that Andrea was pregnant until we
tell her. Yeah, tell her when. Tell them when
we were on the phone with Sir Josh Mankiewicz for another reason. We just talk to him sometimes privately on the phone just for funsies. No, we don't. It's a new thing.
Don't do that. Don't do that. We didn't do. Yeah,
that's, it's a new thing.
It sounds way more cool than it is.
It's a new thing that happened where we were just chatting with him on the phone about something. And he said something about Andrea being pregnant for Crime Con. And so he didn't know if she was coming. And I was like, whoops. Sorry, Katie. Totally forgot to tell you. But if you followed me on social media, you would know. If you followed us on social media, because I posted all over the place how excited both of us were. Because it's her first boy.
I saw some stuff on social media.
So, but you didn't know she was pregnant.
No, I mean, I saw some stuff this week. I actually saw some things about this episode before the I watched the episode, and I'm bummed that I saw it. Because I probably would have mentioned it had I not seen it on Twitter, and then I saw it on Twitter. Because I haven't been on Twitter in a long time, and I went on. And I saw people talking about part of the episode that we're talking about tonight.
Oh,
part of
really?
The alibi. Yeah, I'll tell you. You're going to get to it. But I'm upset because I would have noticed it on my own, but I really noticed it because I saw people talking about it on Twitter.
Is it B-roll?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But I was bummed because I feel like I would have gotten there, and I
yeah, you definitely would have gotten there. You did, but you wouldn't have phrased it as well as Cindy Boxer did.
No, I would not have. It was stellar. Yeah.
So Lester says diabolical in the very opening of this episode. So
sure
they're
does.
Just setting us up for a bingo win, I think.
Yeah.
So this is a very sad episode. They eased us into the new year with a less sad one. And then now they're just like full on. It's so sad. I want to die.
Unbelievably heartbreaking.
So this is a military town in Del Rio, Texas. Again, mark off those Texas bingo cards. Carlin was a great girl. She was really fun. And by token of this, they show us video of her dancing around being like a goofy teenager. And her friend says they would just dance in a Walmart parking lot. And the funniest part of this is Andrea's reaction. Like, she's like, never heard this. She's like,
yeah, I know.
She's like, only in a small town. And I was like, I think that's just a teenage thing.
It's not a small town thing.
It's just it's just a young, fun
it's an
person.
Outgoing girl with her friends. Yeah.
And I totally would do stuff like that. In fact, I think that's the worst part about getting older is that if you start dancing in a Walmart parking lot, people look at you.
You get arrested.
Or you get arrested or you get put on only peopleofwalmart.com.
Correct. I feel like I've been a person of Walmart. I've worn some stuff.
Have you worn your shorty shorts that don't fit?
Shirt as shorts or shorty shorts?
First, I was going to ask about shorty shorts, but then I was going to ask about shirt as shorts. I don't think the people here know what shirt as shorts are.
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a shirt that you're wearing as shorts. Well, you've got one leg through the armhole.
Katie is real classy, guys.
Class act. I'm not going to explain to people. You can figure out your own shirt as shorts. It's DIY. It's do it yourself.
Did you post it as an internet challenge one time?
I did. And you know who the only person who did it was?
Me.
You.
And I'm not even on the internet.
No one else took the challenge of shirt as shorts. This was actually, it came up this year. It was like 7 years ago you posted and it was you as your shirt as shorts. Because Kimberly's shirt as shorts said, "Damn, I wish I was your lover." Damn, I wish I was your lover. The Sophie B. What's her name? Sophie B. Hawkins? Is that who that is?
Yes.
The Sophie B. Hawkins song?
Yep.
That's what Kimberly's shirt as shorts said. And she won. She won. There were only two participants, me and her, and I gave it to her.
Thank you.
It does just what it needs to do and no more.
So have you worn shirt as shorts to Walmart?
I've never actually worn shirt as shorts out in public.
To this day. That's your bar for like when we know you've given up.
Yeah, with a ventilation flap. It's weird.
What?
Because you put the leg, one leg through the neck hole, one leg through one of the arms. And so on the side of your leg, you've got this one flap of the other t-shirt arm.
And so you saw someone doing this? I thought you just made it up.
No, at a gas station. She was wearing a shirt as shorts.
I used it one time when I went to New York with my mom and had conveniently forgotten to pack pajamas. So I wore a shirt as shorts because I had no choice.
In public?
To sleep. No, just to sleep with.
That's fine.
Yeah, it was actually fairly comfortable. So Carolyn was in the Air Force. And when she was in the Air Force, she even volunteered at a Korean orphanage. And Andrea can't even take it. Like, Andrea's already starting to cry. It's too much. It's too much for Andrea. It's too much for us. She met this guy, Malik. And they actually, I thought they looked so cute together. They had perfect smiles.
Mm-hmm.
They both had perfect teeth smiles. Mm-hmm. They got engaged and she became pregnant. Or she became pregnant and they got engaged. She was working in very top secret things. They do not elaborate. Even her mother did not know.
I know.
He was moved 500 miles away. And it really sucks for people in the military. That's just not fair. That they can separate people that are engaged like that or a couple that's expecting a baby together.
I asked Oliver, I said, do they get special consideration? And he was like, because I was surprised that even when they were married,
yeah,
they were separated. And he said, no, he said they don't give special consideration because Oliver's been married before. And this is what I found out today, that the reason they got married is because Oliver was getting out of the military. And so to stay together, and he became a dependent. He said people more get married in the military not to stay in the same place, but because of money.
Yeah, I've heard that. But also the fact that you're still learning about Oliver's past.
He won't tell me.
And we still don't know what that weird tattoo on his chest means.
It's the Dutch company, I told you. He says it. I Googled it. It's the Dutch shipping company. But we don't know what that means.
Exactly.
Is the problem.
Exactly. Carolyn moved in with a friend while she's pregnant. And one day, Carolyn and the friend thought someone was coming into the house and moving things around, which was very creepy. But I don't know what you do about that. Like, do you call the police if you just think someone, you don't know? What do you do? Yeah. I don't know. I would get cameras, maybe. I would get a dog.
Get a dog.
Yeah. Carlin has a baby girl, Vale, which I thought was actually a really cool name. I really liked it. Vale.
I think I thought it was... Her whole name was pretty, because Vale's the middle name. She had, like, a really good first name, too. I don't remember what it was. Yeah, it was really good.
I liked
it. It's pretty.
I did think, though, that you have to be a really good friend to move in with your friend who's having a baby. Like, I would not move in with you and your 85 cats, let alone a newborn. No, thank you.
Don't have 85 cats. And the minute you said that, one of them just made a noise outside the door.
Yeah.
Ulysses went.
She knows.
She knows.
3 months later, back to the story, Malik and Carlin got married, but they were stationed apart still. And one day her mom couldn't reach her. She had the baby. Her mom couldn't reach her and was freaking out. And then she got a visit from officers at her house. And it was very hard for her to talk about. The officers are telling her daughter's been killed. And it's so hard for her. And it's so hard for Andrea because Andrea is a Marine wife. And it's like the worst thing you'll ever see on TV. It was really hard to watch.
They spell it out. They say the officers came to the door. It's a special team, right? It was like three. Yeah, it's awful. Unbelievably sad.
Yeah, no thank you, Dateline. So the police found Carlin and her four-month baby, Vale, on the floor. Carlin's dead. Her pants were down. The baby was okay. She was just sleeping next to her mom. No thank you, Dateline. No ma'am.
Seriously.
I don't want to.
Don't. No ma'am, no ham, no spam.
No thank you. They find a bullet shell there at the scene. They fly to meet with Malik. He's devastated. He says she was the love of his life. He's crying. They had just gotten married 3 months before. But then the detectives are like, we thought she was done with you. She was divorcing you. She was having an affair with someone right before you got married. And this is weird. So Marlon says, yeah, she did have an affair, but I forgave her because we weren't married yet.
That's weird. She wasn't, but you're wrong, though, because she wasn't sleeping with...
She was pregnant with Malik's baby, cheated on him with this other guy right before they were getting married, then still got married to Malik, and then wanted to divorce Malik 3 months after they got married.
I think that she... This is a classic case of somebody talking themselves into marrying someone because... He's going to be the father to my child. I need to do the right thing. I need to try to make this work because we are going to be a family. It's the family thing. And then, but she didn't, I don't think, I think Malik was not the guy, I think, for her.
I agree. And that's probably why she slept with this other guy when she was 6 months pregnant with Malik's baby.
Right, right.
But at the same time, that's a huge symptom that something is wrong.
I really wish that then they had just called it quits.
And her friend or someone had stepped in and said, you need to stop what you're doing.
You don't, yeah, you don't, you're not ready to marry him.
Yeah. And then 3 months after, you want to get divorced. And it's like...
Well, but also, again, we don't know what actually happened here. I feel like with last week, we know... We hear the story of him with all the women, you know? Right. I feel like this, there's a lot of holes of like...
Right. So Malik says to the police that he'd never cheated on her and that he didn't kill her. He gives them his phone records, his phone, his bank records, his car, his DNA. His neighbors say his car never left his house. His phone and his Netflix account put him at his home. But...
How does your Netflix account put you? They can track that? I've never seen that in an episode before. I was kind of surprised by that.
I tried to watch Netflix the other day and I share it with my dad and my brother. Mm-hmm. And so it came, it said like, your brother's watching it at blah, blah, blah. And it said like, not the location, but like what device it was being watched on. And that's just me. Like I have no tech savvy and it said that. So I'm sure it's pretty easy for police to figure out what device is watching it. And it shows what they were watching, too. But this, I think, was before Netflix would ask you, or maybe this was after, because Netflix used to always go, are you still watching? And I think you can change it to not ask if you're still watching. You know, does your Netflix ask you if you're still watching?
What year is this?
This was a few years ago. And I think it
always asks that. I didn't know you could change that setting.
I believe you can now change that setting as a recent thing.
Oh,
you can change that setting. So, like, if you want it to go all the time while you're sleeping, like, I want it on in the background having Forensic Files playing or Great British Bake Off. Right. So the police thought that it might be that guy that she had an affair with, but he had an alibi. And so then they thought it might be that she was doing that top secret work that no one really knew about, not even her mom. And they thought it was like she was a spy. Like, she could have been recruited by a foreign government to get... It could have been, like, full-on the Americans. But they couldn't find any proof of it. And then they thought maybe she had had, like, a random stalker because they had thought their house was broken into. But they couldn't find anything on that. So they finally go through Malik's phone. And this is where it all breaks open. And why did you give them your phone, Malik? He had been communicating a ton with this woman named Dolores Delgado.
Dee Dee.
I called her Dee Dee too. Dee Dee is not even half as cute as Carlin is. Can we just say that?
No, well, Carlin is super cute. And Carlin
was gorgeous and
seems
had just
sweet.
Like so sweet, like bubbly. You just want to be her friend. I'm not joking. She just
looked like
a lovely, nice person.
And you
want to
be friends with her mom. You want to go and hang out at her house with her mom too. Her mom was sweet. Dolores
has
the
resting
girl.
Bitch face. In the three photos they have of her, she looks exactly the same.
Dolores is the girl that you go and buy a cigarette from in the bathroom. Like when you're in high school, you're like, Dolores, can I buy a cigarette from you for $2? And she's like, it's $3. And then you have to give her $3 for one cigarette. And then you get caught and you have to go to principal.
Was this your life in high school?
No, I didn't smoke in high school. But that's what Dolores looks like to me. Those girls.
In one photo, Dolores is smiling with like these duck lips that she thinks are funny and smiling, but it's not even close to smiling. It's like not even
smiling,
but it's not even. It's like she's trying to smile, but she's pursing her lips. And again, she's seen the horrors of war, so I shouldn't judge because she was in the military too. But I was forced to watch my brother's ex-girlfriend try on jeans at the mall on a Black Friday, so I've seen things too. That's all I have to say about that. The thing about Dee Dee is that she says, I'm not involved. But her phone, instead of being in Florida during the time of the murder, was guess where? At Malik's house. So,
Wait, how they find... remind me how they found Dee Dee again? Sorry.
Off of his phone. Because he had been talking to her. Like, they're just so dumb. These people are so dumb.
Yeah, it's real bad. Okay.
And then, so she goes to visit him the weekend of the murder, brings her phone with her. So she doesn't just have, like, resting bitch face. She has resting dodo face. So Dolores tells the police right away, I've been sleeping with Malik for years. Forget the fact that he told the police he never cheated on Carlin. He's apparently had this lady in his back pocket for years. Dolores tells the police they met when they were serving in Kuwait. And then she tells them she had nothing to do with Carlin being murdered. She was ignorant of firearms.
Right.
But she served in Kuwait.
Right.
Now, I could be wrong. I am ignorant about many things. Just as she is ignorant about firearms. But doesn't even, like, the cook... or a nurse have some basic training in firearms if they're going in the military?
I think if you've been to boot camp, you have some basic knowledge of firearms, yes.
Yes. So they go to her phone, because this girl kept everything in her phone, did not delete a single thing in her entire life. She should have deleted the whole thing. In her phone, she's talking about how she's buying a new gun to replace her old gun. So... she knows about guns. Not so ignorant. She had bought a revolver that had matched the bullets that killed Carlin. Then, this is my favorite part, she put a box of .38 ammo for sale on Facebook, which was the very kind of bullet that killed Carlin.
Yeah.
So, A, you can sell bullets on Facebook? Shocking to me.
You can sell anything on Facebook. I could sell you on Facebook. But I think that I think the deal is 38 ammo. I mean, 38 is like a homeowner's gun, right? Isn't the 38 the one that, like, you get to protect your home? That would not be, like, shocking. The problem is the combination of her, I have no knowledge of firearms, and then selling ammo.
Correct. On Facebook.
Because
where everyone
just
has
said,
record.
If
not
she
even,
just
like,
said,
a back alley deal.
Right. If she had said, yes, I know about guns. I own a gun. I've owned several guns in my life. Then her selling ammo wouldn't be that weird. But instead, of course, it sticks out. She's a dum-dum.
She's a liar. And can be so obviously proven. These are like the lies that are like George on 90 Day Fiancé. When he's like, I didn't say that. And then it's like, cut to the video.
Right. Oh, George.
It was literally on camera. It's so easy to be proved. You
Did
were
you watch
selling
it, by
your
bullets.
Yeah, I watched the finale. I Good. Was a little disappointed. I thought Ashley
I did
called
too.
Larissa the C word, but she
I
called,
thought so too.
She called her friend the C word.
I thought she called Larissa it too.
Yeah.
They led us to believe that.
I just feel like she's really cheap. If they were involved in a murder, don't sell them online. Like, eat the loss.
Right.
Dump them in the river. Sell your old Alicia Keys CDs and make some money that way on eBay right. or something. Like, there's yeah. other ways to make $50. Dolores moves near Malik. This is after mm-hmm. the murder. Malik has moved to Texas to be closer to the baby, Vale. Mm. They're going through the phones. They compare the two phones, Malik's and Dolores's. There are a bunch of texts missing from Malik's phone that were still on Dolores's phone because she's the biggest idiot that ever was and did not erase these texts off her phone. He at least tried. Like, you know, texts don't go anywhere and they're still going to be there and they can find them. But he at right. least tried to delete them. She did not even delete them. So they, you know what? If they had had our burner pack, two pack,
Yeah, if they'd had the two-pack.
If they had had the two-pack, none of this would have happened.
The two-pack for sure.
Yeah. This... I don't get it.
Tupac Shakur.
Oh my god.
It's Kimberly and Katie's two-pack for sure.
Oh my god. I hate us sometimes.
You can't be mad at me. It's good.
Oh my god. It just comes out. You just can't even stop it. It's
I could magic. I could stop it. It's I already thought I had said it before. I thought it was an old hat.
Maybe it was. I don't remember it. But oh boy. So in these texts that are missing from Malik's phone, they're talking about gas mileage and gas cans. So I guess Dolores, Dee Dee, had bought 2 gas cans from Home Depot with her credit card because she's a moron.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard. It's so stupid.
It's so stupid.
Why else are you buying gas cans?
And then she probably... leave all the texts on your phone
and she probably the gas only cans. Bought gas cans.
Well, I'm going to get to that in our tweets. You're in for a treat.
I am. A treat in the tweets?
Yeah.
Tweet.
Yeah, you're in for something. So the police have a theory that Malik was wanted to kill Carlin because she wanted to divorce him. Don't you just love when a man who's been cheating for 3 years wants to kill you because you want to divorce him, but you've had a mistress for 3 years? Love that. So
do we think that Carlin found out about Dee Dee, Dolores?
That remains to be seen. Her friend did not seem to think that she knew about that.
Do you think she knew and was embarrassed?
It's quite possible.
Because she's like military.
I think that could have had to do with the 3 month of marriage. Like, something happens after 3 months. You realize you made a huge mistake. You realize they've been cheating on you and were a liar the whole time. You realize you were just caught up in it and you couldn't get out of it. And now
Or you knew going in that this person was a cheater and a liar. And maybe they would change once the baby came. And then you realize that a baby changes absolutely nothing.
Right. It just makes things more stressful. Here's what they think happened. Dolores was providing Malik the firearm, the ammunition, the car to drive across states, and the alibi. They think she was at that, which is where the title for the episode comes in. Dolores was at his apartment texting on his phone and watching Netflix to provide an alibi, to make it look digitally like he was there. Which is very tricky because she could have effed up pretty easily. Because what if she had texted something weird to someone?
Right.
You know, that sounded weird. Or
was she texting herself?
I don't know. Maybe. That could be. That's a good thing to do. Yeah, that makes sense. Or just playing around on Google and like searching.
Because she also doesn't need to text that much, right? She really only needs to send like 3 or 4 texts at different times.
Exactly.
And then what was she watching? Was she watching something like...
This is my question. Because if she's not watching sports and she's watching like British Bake Off, that might be a dead giveaway because maybe Malik doesn't like that. Maybe Malik hates Paul Hollywood.
He's not watching Baby Ballroom. Why is Baby Ballroom on here? That would be great.
The police would be very suspicious. Like, so if they were watching my DVR and my DVR was watching sports...
Right.
Fox News.
I would know. I would know that was not you.
Yeah. Or any show that involved puns. Like, I don't... Like, a pun off.
There's no pun offs.
I don't know. They'd be like, this is not her. The great pun off.
I was going to say, would you watch The Great British Pun Off?
I probably would, because it's British. I want to know what show she put on. That it was something they were both watching.
Top Gear. It's my best guess.
Is that about fixing cars?
Yeah, and it's British.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they race cars. It's cute. Oliver watches it sometimes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know
if it's on Netflix. I think it is.
I didn't know that. I kind of would watch anything British if they're... Like, yeah, I probably would. Okay. So he drove in her car, and that's why his car didn't show up on any license plate readers. And he filled up with gas cans, so he wasn't at any gas station security cameras.
Which is really smart.
Very smart. Mm-hmm. And I think they think he even pulled over, like, in the pitch darkness off a side road to fill up so there wouldn't be any cameras. So they arrest Dolores. So, like, he's smart. Dolores is a freaking idiot. Malik maybe could have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling Doloreses that had, if he had picked someone better to help him.
It's really weird that he didn't just tell her, delete the text, like the guy did in the last episode. Just, what, did you tell her to delete the text? I mean, she was doing all this other stuff, buying right. the gas cans.
I think she was sassy.
Or did you just think she was smart enough to do it?
That's a great question. Or was she just one of those sassy girls like Larissa on 90 Day Fiancé who's like, I know what I'm doing. Don't tell me what to do. I can do it myself. And then be like, I'm not deleting those.
I think that the problem with these people is that they get cocky and they think they're not going to get caught.
Yeah.
He's like, don't worry. They'll never find you. They'll never trace it back to you. Well, guess what? Dum-dum.
No, because she reveals herself to be so much stupider as the episode goes on. So there's an ex of hers that comes forward and says, one night she asked me to help her get rid of a gun and burn some clothes. Why couldn't she have done these things by herself? So because he actually helped her dismantle the gun and then they threw it off the pier. Again, don't ask for help. And then because that person is going to turn you in. Who is this ex-boyfriend? Were you giving him that much good loving that he is going to be loyal to you after you're already in jail? No. So he comes forward and he tells the police about it. He leads them to the gun. And they they have divers go into the water and they actually find the gun. And it's covered in seaweed and barnacles. Now, barnacles are the new aliens in Things That I Am Afraid Of. I really don't like barnacles because I saw that show... Monsters Inside Me, and this guy had barnacles growing inside his hand, and it creeped me the F out, and no. So, I won't, no. So, Dateline then goes, well, Andrea goes to the FBI's Quantico crime lab, and has, there are so many guns. There, it has, like, every model of gun lined up on the wall, neatly, like so well organized, like it's like walking through a Joann's Fabrics, but instead of reams of fabric, it's just millions of kinds of guns,
rows of guns,
and Andrea's walking through it like it's a closet and they're just shoes that she could pick out.
Well, it was crazy because it was the hydraulic shelves. Did you see them? They were on hydraulics. Oh no, so when they opened the door, they moved apart like this, and then it like shuffles down. It was all on hydraulics.
That's
so, because Oliver noticed it right away, and I noticed it too. I was like, what is this? Yeah,
that it would be cool if it was like a dry cleaning rack, and you press the button, and then it would be like,
be cool if it was filled with candy.
Yeah. And was it on a dry cleaning rack.
And it was every flavor Jelly Belly.
You know what would be really cool is if Blockbuster videos were like dry cleaning racks. And you could go in and you go, I want to see Adventures in Babysitting. And then you enter it in. And then they would just go, the racks would just flow in front of you. And then it would stop right at Adventures in Babysitting. And then you could pull it down.
I think that's what a Redbox is, isn't it? It's a Redbox is a mini version of that because you
I
press
guess
it like a
vending
machine.
There's only a few options though.
And then it goes.
And you don't get to see them move inside, do you?
No.
I guess I've never seen one.
You could make a clear Redbox.
Yeah, and then it would be like one of those gumball machines where it goes down in the swirly thing. Would that be worth anything? Are these good ideas?
Do people use Redbox anymore?
Not sure.
Because do people watch DVDs and Blu-rays or do they just watch Birdbox?
Unsure.
On Netflix.
I think they just watch Bird Box. And then they walk around blindfolded outside and Netflix has to tell them don't do it because they're so stupid that they don't know. Dolores tried the Bird Box challenge and she almost got hit by a car. And Malik was like, you are so dumb. Girl, you are so dumb.
You're so dumb. Give me your phone so I can delete all of the texts from me because you're so dumb.
You're the reason why they have to make announcements to not do the Tide Pod challenge. Dolores,
seriously,
it's because of
come
you.
On.
So they,
she in the army?
Yes, she's in
she's
the military.
She's protecting our country?
Yes, I feel so unsafe. I feel so unsafe.
This is really bad.
They can't get the serial number off the gun because the ex-boyfriend ground it away. Or so he thought. So this,
dun, dun, dun.
Yes, this FBI gun expert is kind of amazing. And even though I'm really not a gun person, I really don't like guns, I love forensic stuff. So I was super into this. So the FBI gun expert says there's layers of metal underneath where the serial number was engraved that they could maybe get the impression of the numbers on, like, lower layers of metal.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So they use acid to peel off the layers, and then he takes the barrel out of the destroyed gun and he puts it in a new gun. And this was crazy. Have you seen something like this before?
I've seen it like one time before.
What did you see it on?
I don't remember him shooting it into the water. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, it's like a water-filled chamber that they're shooting it in.
It's like one of those sensory deprivation chambers in Fringe or Stranger Things, where they put you in this metal thing filled with water, and then you can regress and find the Darmagoggin.
What else do they do that in? The cell? No. The cell they put her in.
I never saw The Cell. Was that movie with the hanging by the hooks?
Yeah.
You showed me that first scene and I could never watch more than that. You only showed me that first scene.
The Cell's creepy. The Cell creeped me out.
Yeah. So they shoot the gun into one of those things, which, because I guess it stops the bullet. So I thought that was really cool. And they go to trial. They say that Carlin.
Stop it.
What?
Hold it.
Yeah.
Does that mean that you can't? If you're underwater and I'm being chased by a murderer, if someone shoots the gun,
it just slows down the bullet.
But does that mean I can matrix it and like move out of the way and see the bullet move past my shoulder?
That's a great question.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
It's a great question.
Do we need answers?
I bet they've tried it on MythBusters.
Do you want me to call Oliver?
I want to say that they've tried it on MythBusters. I don't know why Oliver would know that unless he's been shot at in water. But I mean, it's interesting.
He's the only person that we have here that knows about guns. Hmm.
Close on or off.
Okay. All right.
Close on
Oliver's
or off,
here.
Oliver.
Close on or off.
Close on. Okay.
Really?
Here's the question, but you got to get closer to the microphone. Okay. So we watched on the Dateline. Do you remember the gun shooting into the water? Did you see that part? They used it as a test.
Yeah.
So if someone shoots me and I'm in water, can I matrix it? Because the gun is coming the bullet's coming slow past my shoulder. Can I matrix out of the way?
Yeah, there was a MythBusters.
What the there F you did go. I just
can
say?
Can you hear him?
Okay. Soulmates.
Can you hear him talking?
Oliver and Kimberly.
Yeah, there was a MythBusters about water and how it moves the bullets. So like shooting water, direct bullets
what
into
did I
water,
say?
It moves the bullets.
Can you hear him, Kimberly?
Yes, it's exactly what I thought.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't really be able to matrix it, but I mean, the bullet won't go straight. It'll do these weird like movements.
Oh, the currents move it?
That is amazing.
Fascinating.
You're amazing. Thank you, Oliver.
Thank you, Oliver.
You can send a cat in.
So,
oh,
I think, though, if you're going to matrix a bullet, you need to do more stretching. I don't feel like you're very flexible, despite your Giselle-like body features.
She just said she doesn't think I'm going to be able to matrix it because I'm not flexible.
No, the bullet will matrix around you. You don't have to move.
The bullet will matrix around me. I don't have to move.
You're so excited. You're like, I can't wait to be shot in the water now.
I'm just now less worried about it.
Were you worried before?
I don't know where life is
going
to take me.
I'm far more worried about going off a cliff in the water and then being trapped in the car. That worries me more because I don't have one of those hammers that you put by your seat, and it's so that you can cut out your seatbelt if it gets stuck and then knock out the window if you go overboard into the water. And on Alias, I saw what she did one time. So she used one of those hammer things to knock the window, or you have to wait until you hit the bottom of the water and then the equilibrium is and then you unroll the window. And then you know what she did? So she could, because people were chasing her, she unscrewed the little air pressure
on the
things
tire.
On the tires and breathed
it in. Yes, I remember.
In.
But you won't have to worry. I'll find you. I will Daniel Day-Lewis you. I will find you in the water. You don't have to be worried.
Do you mean Liam Neeson?
No, Daniel Day-Lewis. Ask the Mohicans.
Stay alive, no matter what occurs. I will find you. No matter how long it takes, no matter how far. I will find you.
I'll find you in the water. You don't have to worry. Okay. I'll be like, no, she went over.
I can sense it. Yeah. Wait, would you close your eyes and then a breeze would come like John Redcorn and then the music would be like, and then you'd be like, she's in the water. She's
it might be
in the,
something like that.
The easterly water currents.
I was thinking more like I would go down the road and I'd see something weird on the side, like a piece of trash that would have fallen out of
my car.
And I'm like, I know that old
that Subway
1998 bottle of
from 10 years
hand
ago.
Sanitizer. Weird thing that she won't throw out.
Yeah,
that's
even
Kimberly's.
Though I don't use hand sanitizer.
She went over the cliff.
I don't like
the water.
Stickiness.
Something.
I prefer baby wipes.
Some weird baby wipe thing.
Yeah, I have
Care
a lot
Bears
of...
from 10 years ago. Yeah. I'd find you. So that got cleared up.
Yeah, we're good. So they go to trial. They say that Carlin wanted to divorce Malik and he always got what he wanted. You couldn't leave him. Unless it was on his terms, he was stuck. He wouldn't be left. So
weird. Where are we? All these guys.
It's this toxic masculinity, and there's a new Gillette ad against
it. I know. I saw all the stuff on it. Yeah.
Okay. So Dee Dee Dum Dum had kept the text messages, just like the photos she had taken of her odometer to show how far her car could drive on these two gas tanks. Because she's a freaking idiot. And then he was test firing the gun that she loaned him. And he texted her, Dodo. He calls her Dodo. Because she's a effing Dodo bird.
Which is really funny.
Yeah. Dodo, this gun is so damn loud. And she keeps that text from him.
Girl. I don't have time for that. Like, I'm tired.
Ain't nobody got time for Dolores.
No, Dolores is exhaustive.
Yes.
I'm irritated and crabby. Yeah.
Making you use words like exhaustive.
I will.
Because she is.
That's not... I was irritated when I was watching the episode because I'm like, we have this unbelievably sad event and Andrea's crying and things are awful. And then we get...
Mr. Magoo over here messing everything up.
Yeah. Dee Dee with her stupid...
Amelia Bedelia in
Bugging
the whole
me.
Thing. Yeah. So the FBI guy is able to get almost all of the serial number off the gun, which matches the receipt for Dolores's gun that she bought. So that's a match. And his test firings into the water, those bullets match the bullets that killed Carlin.
There we go.
And in the interrogation room, when they first brought him in, Malik never asked what happened to Carlin.
So
rookie mistake.
Stupid. I knew it. Did you know it from the first interview? I knew it from the first interview. I was like, he didn't ask how.
Well,
he didn't ask how.
He goes.
He says, why?
And they said, do you know what happened to her? And he said, they told me that you would be able to answer all my questions.
No, he said that later.
Yeah,
he
later.
He said that at the end of the episode when we first see him in that interview when he breaks down and is crying.
Never
asked. He says,
her.
He goes, why?
Why?
Not how.
Yeah. No. You got it.
Wouldn't you? What would you do?
You have to ask why. You just have to train yourself.
No, you have to say
when
how,
you're
not why.
You have
it's
to go, how?
How?
Who did this? What happened?
What are you talking about? Right.
How did they do it? What happened to her? Did she suffer? Who? Why? Did anyone see any? Who? I'm going to kill him. Who did it?
Right. This big, tough military guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill him. Who did this?
Yeah.
How did she die?
And you flip the blame the other guy right away. It was that other guy. I know it was.
Oh, yeah.
What? How's my daughter? How's my 4-month-old?
Yeah, how's my daughter?
With her. When she was murdered.
I can't. Is my daughter alive?
Yeah.
He didn't even ask that either. That's right. He didn't say, yeah. is Vale okay?
Yeah, no. He's a winner.
Malik.
He's
yeah,
a,
you're a
peach. So Dolores fully flips on Malik, which was shocking because I thought he was her ride or die. So she testifies on the stand everything she did to help Malik the night of the crime. She bought him the gas cans. She gave him the gun. She gave him the ammo. She let him use her car. She made, she watched Netflix for him. She even made him a sandwich for the drive.
I want to stab her myself.
I mean, my mom is the only other woman that does this much for her man. My dad does not know how to eat if my mom is not there. Mm-mm. You know what he would have preferred? Maybe instead of the sandwich, you delete the freaking text off your phone.
Yeah.
Maybe,
thanks for the butter and bologna, but really,
but maybe
what I need you,
you
to do
could
is
have
be smart.
Not had that picture of your odometer. Maybe you could have made the purchase of the gas cans with cash instead of making me that sandwich. That would have been helpful. Thank you, honey. So
maybe you could have not called your ex-boyfriend to help you get rid of the gun. Maybe you could have figured it out on your own.
Yeah.
And as Oliver said, you buy a chopper. He said you get one of these like saws that cuts the gun into little bits.
How do you buy the chopper, though?
That's what I asked him. That's the see, you and I are smart. That's
yeah.
the first thing I asked him.
You can't
and he's
buy
like,
the
well,
chopper with a credit card.
But what's more suspicious?
Right.
Like, I mean, honestly, she shouldn't have bought the gun. She should have found someone with a gun. Or something.
Right.
And had a really good reason why she needed it for a minute. And then, no, you know what? Or he should, neither one of them own guns. This is Texas. What is happening here? I don't know this world. This
they,
is Texas.
They both own guns. This was her gun.
But she had just bought it, right?
No, she had just bought a replacement gun. This was her old gun that she was selling the ammo for. And she was on texting on her phone about how she was looking to buy a new gun for her old one that she got rid of. Yeah. I would rent a boat with cash, with a fake ID, and I would go out on a little boat ride around the harbor, and then I would toss it overboard. Dexter style.
Is that what he did?
That's what he did. With bodies.
With bodies? Okay.
Yeah. So, in Florida, where there's alligators. The defense argues that maybe it wasn't Malik at all. Maybe it was Dolores who actually did the shooting, and she drove that night. And then she would have Malik all to herself.
This is a good defense.
It is. And she had even sent a text to a friend saying, that crazy bitch is going to be put out. Again, maybe don't text people your whole motive there, Dolores. What are you doing?
No, I can't.
She's so dumb. Okay, way to go. The jury finds Malik guilty. He gets life plus 10 years, which reminds me always of that funny tweet, and I wish I could remember it. Somebody tweeted, and it was like about a skeleton sitting in a jail for 10 more years, being like, come on, guys. What am I doing?
Wait a minute, though. Hold on. So what was the ringing bell that Malik had done it? Because to me, that sounds like a really good defense. If I was on a, I'm just playing devil's advocate. If I was on a jury, and the defense was that she had done it all by herself to get rid of did the text say that mean bitch or whatever? If she had done this to get Malik all to herself,
right?
That would present reasonable doubt. I feel like so why?
Well, why? I think it's, again, the police wanting who they wanted. So they went after him and they made her an accessory. They probably could have flipped it and just made it her and he would be the accessory.
No, no. But what evidence was brought up in trial that was for sure it was Malik and not Dolores?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. But that's just what they wanted to do, I think.
But why didn't the because I feel like that defense should have worked.
Well, the gun was hers.
Right.
The car was hers.
Right.
And no one saw the car driving. The gas cans, she bought them.
Correct.
Although she was sending him texts about the car. So regardless, he was helping her plan it.
So right. So what's to say that these situations weren't switched and she did it and he was the accomplice and he was in the apartment texting on his phone like a normal night?
I believe there's one text that says, that I saw on the screen that said, from her, again, okay, she's the cheapest bee.
Yeah.
On the planet, because she had to sell those 38 ammo for $50 when you could just eat the loss of the $50. But one of the texts they show on the screen is her saying to Malik, you're going to reimburse me for the gas. So that makes it seem like it's for him and he's going to reimburse her for buying the gas.
That's
but
such
again,
a normal, weird thing.
It's so, why are you texting? Why do you care that how much does the gas cost that you
but
need
also,
to be
was,
reimbursed for
but
it?
But also, yeah, was that for a different, was that taken out of context? Was that a different conversation?
No, I think it probably lined up time-wise of the receipt for the gas cans.
I need the receipts.
And why would that text be deleted off of his phone? If it wasn't suspicious, why would he
because
have deleted
it? Because
he
was like, well, that looks suspicious. I better take that off.
I guess. Then you would think he would have told her, hey, delete those texts off your phone.
Dumb. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there's something we're missing. And I'm sure there is something that more definitively points towards him specifically. But I do agree. It does make a lot of sense that it could be her.
Because it seems, it's also like motive wise, it seems put more pointed towards her as that she wants her out of the picture so that she has him all to herself. And I don't know why Malik's motive is weird to me, but people have killed for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But like just to kill her instead of a divorce. Do you
well,
just
then
have
he wouldn't have to pay or fight for custody of his child.
Great. So you just have that's.
That's the age old thing. Why not just get a divorce? Because it's. They just kill instead. So much easier to kill, I guess. Doesn't
also,
make any
okay,
sense.
I do have to say this too. For someone that trains people in chemical warfare, which is what he did in the military, you don't have any tricks up your sleeve, buddy. You have to do it in this awful way and leave your daughter there. You can't do this when your daughter's not in the room.
Right.
You have to leave your daughter with her dead mother. That's the worst. It's the worst part of this crime.
Well,
it's
he couldn't
cruelest,
take her.
Like,
because then it would be obvious.
But you couldn't have planned this so that your daughter wasn't there?
Or do it later on in the morning so the daughter wouldn't have been left alone for that many hours where anything could have happened to her. She could have fallen down the stairs, like anything. She's 4 months old.
He should get plus 30 years for that.
Yeah.
I'm furious. Okay.
No, it's gross. It's terrible. Yeah. So they give, I can't remember how much time Dolores gets, like 7 years or something like that.
It's not that it was like 20 years.
No, I think it was not that much.
I could be wrong.
Then they show a video of Carlin singing to the baby Vale. And again, no thank you, Dateline. I don't want to see it. It's making the eye fluid come back. And I don't like the eye fluid. 2019 is the year of no more eye fluid. So let's.
No more crying?
Yeah. No more drama, no more eye fluid in our lives, 2019. And yet Dateline does this to us, singing You Are My Sunshine. Nope, not
in
having
like,
it.
And like, she has the most beautiful voice. It's
and the
just
daughter,
such
and Vale
nice
is just
voice.
The cutest,
and the little
patootiest.
Sweet little bit. Yeah,
nope.
All right.
No, thank
it's
you.
Lot. It's a lot, Dateline. It was a lot of precious moments here.
So let's jump to B-roll Bonanza.
Yeah.
So the mom had this giant rooster / chicken.
Correct.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
On her marble island.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to know if anyone else saw it. I have
no
my comment other than.
My mom has had plates with roosters on it.
Yeah, I know. It's very big. People
it's a
love
kitchen
it.
Thing.
I know. I don't really know why. I guess because of eggs. farms?
In the kitchen.
Whatever. Anyways, it was really big. It looked kind of like Texas. She was conversing with the chicken.
Did it?
It did. It was like, it was a two shot. People familiar in the film world, the camera was set up. It was a two shot. It was the her and the chicken were in frame as if those were the people they were interviewing. I loved it. Carlin's family celebrated her birthday with a balloon release. And
yeah.
None of the balloons had bears in them. And I was hoping for you, for your recent fetish for bear and balloon.
It's not recent. It's very, very old. It's not a fetish. It's a delight that you ruined for me by showing me how it's done. So anyone who was wondering, the magic has gone. Now I know how you make bear and balloon. But also, bear and balloon don't fly away.
I know. I figured that.
They don't have helium.
They don't have helium.
They don't have helium is what I said. They just sit.
Someone said they like the way you said bear and balloon. Like, I love lamp.
I love it.
I love it. And then someone else had the funniest thing. They said, wait. Jennifer Alice on Facebook said, I used to have a little ditty whacker that made those.
What's a ditty whacker?
Exactly what I said.
That's not a thing.
She said the pump thing, the kit to make them.
That all sounds real dirty. You can't call that a ditty whacker.
Is ditty whacker like thingamajig? Is it like a general term?
What do you think a ditty whacker sounds like?
A bag of wieners. Something that you do to a bag of wieners. Sounds like Becky's protege. Okay. So, yeah. New. Ditty whacker is... I'm going to start saying Diddy Whacker and Becky's protege and Diddy Dyer Wieners. Diddy
Whack Corn and I don't care. Diddy Whack Corn and I don't care. Yeah, there we go. Done it.
Okay, but the real B-roll.
Diddy Whack Porn and I don't care.
Oh my God. Diddy, stop whacking. What's Diddy up to? I haven't seen him in a while. That was Diddy just now, was it? How is he? You've never met him. I wish I did. He sounds great. Okay. So tired. The pièce de résistance of the B-roll is the... I'll just read the tweet because Cindy's tweet captured it all, which was... I'm not prepared. Okay. There's a picture of... Basically, they cut to file folders with labels on them. And then the file folder box itself is labeled with label. It's all label maker. It's all the same font.
This is what I saw.
And
yeah.
Cindy Boxer posted a picture and said, this label maker work is stunning. It made me laugh so hard. It is, they cut to it literally 12 times in the episode. So it is their go-to B-roll. They cut to it every different angle, and it's all label makered. Whoever was doing that, I applaud you. Someone else said the interns really did a great job at that police station.
I was jealous. Label makers are a good time.
Yeah. I need to label everything in my house right now.
It's really fun. I should have gotten you one for Hanukkah. Maybe for your birthday.
Maybe because I'm going to do I don't know if Marie Kondo, whatever her name is, the tidying up, does this bring you joy? Thank you. Okay. Does she encourage labeling things? A label would bring me joy, so I think it would be okay.
Okay.
Because you only do what brings you joy, and then you say thank you. No. Thank you, but no, t-shirt. I don't need you in my life anymore. Goodbye. Thank you for the service that you've given to me. And then you put it away. That's what you do. You hold each item. You say, thank you. And then you give it to Goodwill.
But if something doesn't bring me joy, but I know I'm going to need it. Like, I need this little kit of thread. It doesn't bring me joy, but I know I need it.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was thinking, like, do all these cleaning supplies under the kitchen sink bring me joy? Obviously, no.
No, but you need the 409.
I need the 409. So I don't know. I don't really know how she handles that. I haven't gotten to a kitchen episode yet. So I'm curious to see.
Is she just doing closet?
She's focused mostly on closets, and I've only watched two episodes. So she focuses on kitchen and all that stuff. It's just not in the episodes I've seen yet.
Okay.
Precious moments.
Every.
And then when they took Vale, the baby, to the gravesite, and she says, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Mama, no. No thank you, Vale. No thank you, ma'am. Stop that right now. Too much.
It was Andrea that got me. It was Andrea with the welling up and said, you know that my husband is a Marine man. Like, it's the way that she understood.
Yep.
It was Andrea and the mother the whole time, which, by the way, I loved. Andrea was great this episode because she made best friends with the mom and she made best friends with the female detective Harding. Mm-hmm. I thought that was awesome. Like, she really made connections. But just the way that, like, you felt, like, what that would feel like to see these three people walk up, and they kept showing the ranch that they lived on, walk up that dirt road, and you can just imagine that feeling in your gut, what that would do to you as a mom. And Andrea just felt the weight of that. And I was like, we all feel it.
Yep.
This is the most unbelievably awful thing. So, yeah, it was a lot. It was really
so
intense.
Who is your MVP? Obviously, Andrea is one of them.
Andrea is definitely one of them. Mom. I really liked Carlin's mom.
Yeah.
A lot. And I really liked Detective Harding.
Yeah.
I really thought she could join our female detective league.
Yes.
I thought she was great. Lady detectives.
Yes. I liked that FBI guy with the guns.
With the flat top?
Yeah. And the shooting into the water.
He is the funny thing about him is when I think about FBI guys, like if I have to picture someone in my mind, he's exactly right.
Yes.
I was like, yes, you are.
Yes.
You're an FBI guy.
Yeah. He'd be like, if he said that to me, I wouldn't be like, you're obviously lying, like I'm Mystery Man, and you obviously have wives all over the country. I'd be like, I think you really are an FBI guy.
And it was the best because when Andrea was interviewing him, and he'd never been interviewed before, right?
Yeah.
He only talked to Andrea. He was like not facing towards the camera in the slightest. Yeah. He was showing her the gun. He wasn't going to play for the camera. And he was like, I'm interviewing with you. I'm going to pretend that's not there. It was really great. I really liked that.
He did good.
He's a good guy. Yeah.
I don't really have a loser. Do you have a loser?
Malik? I mean, they're both in prison. If we can't pick them.
Yeah, we can't pick them.
Then no. Not really. The boyfriend. Dolores' boyfriend for going and, like, helping her get rid of a gun. Like, what do you think she did with the gun?
Yeah.
Why else would you get rid of a gun and bloody clothes, which is the other thing she got rid of?
He must have been scared of her or Malik, because he didn't go forward until she got arrested. I don't believe for a second he didn't put it together until she got arrested. There's no other good reason to destroy a weapon that badly. To literally solder off the numbers and throw it in the ocean and dismantle it, unless there's been a murder. Calm down.
So how did but there's also bloody clothes. Remember they said and they got bloody rid clothes. Of the bloody clothes. So here's the weird thing. Here's my question.
What's she saying? I got my period really bad, and also I need to get rid of this gun. Coincidentally, they have nothing to do with each other.
These aren't my size clothes, but don't worry about that right now. They are men's fatigues, but like. No, but I didn't understand, though.
Oh, well, whose clothes are there? That's the proof, Katie. Whose clothes was the blood on? That guy got rid of. I don't know.
What did the boyfriend say?
But that would be a good... Was it Malik's clothes or women's clothes?
Yeah.
There you go. I'm assuming they were Malik's clothes. Unless she wore them. We never really know.
Do you think that he would have been careful enough to wear, like... ladies' clothes and a wig in the car.
But I think she could have put on Malik's clothes just because she's one of those girls that's like, I like to feel cute and little, so I put on my boyfriend's sweatshirt.
To go murder someone?
Yeah. So I can feel delicate.
More like I'm going to frame him later because I'm still not sure she didn't frame him. I think they're both horrible.
Yeah.
But she's
well,
not
she
out
flipped
of the woods
on him
me.
The second she got arrested. So
yeah, flipped on him to save her own butt.
Yeah,
but
she did.
Save her own butt because she murdered her?
I don't know.
Here's the deal. Okay, so, also, I mean, it's a lot of extra, right? It's a lot of, like, destroying the gun and destroying the clothes and doing all this to be going to these lengths for Malik. I feel like you'd go to those
just
lengths
for
yourself.
Just to flip on him. Yeah.
Right. You'd go to those lengths for yourself. But would you go on it for him? Would you do all that stuff for that guy?
I think so. And then you get a rude awakening the first time something bad goes wrong in prison. And you're like, oh, man, I don't love him that much. I don't love him enough to put up for this. Before you go to jail, you're like, I'll rot in jail just to be with him. It doesn't matter.
So, all right. Sorry. Fashion police. Let's go over the probably the most important thing of the episode. I mean, besides the obvious.
Go for it. I can't remember. Same thing.
Hold on. What was it? Oh, okay. So, fashion police, the biggest question I had, and yeah. I need answers now. Did he just come from a marathon? So Malik is in the police interview room, and he's wearing what looks to be one of those, like, a t-shirt, but a fishnet vestie tank over the top that looks like it had a number pinned to it. Like it looks like he had like
shorts were like the kind they're like the baggy basketball ones but with the tight
underneath like he's underneath. Running yeah no he had literally been but it's not like that's not a workout outfit, that's a marathon outfit.
Maybe he was like, I have a 10k, guys, can I finish my 10k so before did, I get like, arrested?
That's what I'm asking.
I don't know,
was he running a marathon?
I don't know, that's a great question.
And was he running with a bunch of people? And did the police car roll behind him?
Malik, pull over.
Sir, we need you to stop running. Stop running.
He's like, I'm having the best time of my life here. I'm going to beat my old record. Let's pull over. That would be really funny. No, I liked Andrea was wearing this lacy flower top, and it made her look like an angel, because she is an angel. Also, Malik and Carlin's wedding, they did that thing where instead of her wearing a white dress and him wearing a suit, they both were wearing like bluish green colors. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was wearing like a prommy dress, and then he was wearing a nice shirt. I kind of liked it. I mean, it does look like they were going to prom instead of our wedding, but I do like it. I like not traditional.
It suits them.
Yeah. And then someone asked Andrea about a necklace she was wearing, and she said
the clover one. It looked like a rounded cross. Maybe. Almost.
And she said she got it at a flea market. And
well, she wore that and matching earrings.
Andrea
they were
goes
really pretty.
To flea markets. Of course she does. Because she's perfect. She couldn't get any cooler if she tried. Let's be real. So alternative theories, we both think it might be Dolores, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. Karaoke song. I have one.
All right.
Baby, You Can Drive My Car.
Sung by Malik.
Dolores.
Yeah. I feel like Dolores isn't clever enough to think of that.
No, probably not.
You are. She's not.
Okay. Titles. Mine aren't that great. Do you have any?
I have one and it's not good. This was a really hard one for
Bring
me.
Bring it on.
No, I just have 500 miles. Because I feel like it's a legit thing they could have named the episode. It was exactly 502 miles.
And I would walk
So I called it 500 miles.
I like it. I was playing around with a murder sandwich for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I never really got there. A Veil of Secrets.
Oh, God.
Top Secret Affairs.
Yeah, I had Top Secret, too, but I didn't think it was good.
Okay, but did you have this one?
What?
Netflix and Kill.
Oh, you did it.
I did it.
I'm writing it down. That's excellent.
Yay. She's writing it down.
That is really good. I like that. Awesome. Good job.
Okay. Tweets. Dateline producer.
Also, wait. I want to say one more thing about B-roll Bonanza. Sorry, I forgot this. Dolores had a crap ton of selfies. Like a lot of selfies.
They were all the same.
But every picture of her was a selfie.
Yes.
No, there were like 15 different ones shown. But that says something to me.
Yes, it does.
You don't have any friends to take pictures of you? You're just constantly taking them because you feel like you're having a good makeup day? What are you doing?
The only friends she has are the ones that she texts things to, like, that bitch is going to go down.
I don't think that.
Would you be friends with her?
No. Well, maybe begrudgingly, and then like have Dolores? To like slowly no. back away.
Yeah, back away. Like, but you're accident. Scared, kind of.
Yeah, but like, you're telling your other friends, I think she's violent.
Right, but to her face, you're like, no, Dolores, you look really pretty today. No, that lipstick color is not too bold at all. It looks great on you.
You should definitely get highlights. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Dateline producer tweeted, this was interesting. I loved this. The recovered gun was shipped to the FBI crime lab in a container filled with water from the river to prevent further rusting.
That's so good.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, because they're worried about like other pH reactions or whatever. Oh, that's cool.
So they took water from where it was discovered and shipped it in that. I thought that was so
neat.
Wow. Yeah. Dateline asked, why do you think Malik didn't tell the police about Dolores? And Cindy said, Dateline asked obvious Twitter question, mark your bingo squares.
Cindy, don't be saucy.
She gave them sass to Dateline, but sometimes the questions.
Yeah, I saw that one. Can somebody answer me this question, though? What was in the plastic bag that Malik was had with his marathon run? In his marathon runner's outfit, when he's in the police interrogation.
Was it like one of those bags you get when you run a 10K and it has like a granola bar?
It was a Ralph's bag. So it's like he brought a deli sandwich. So like on the way to the interview,
he's like,
hey, can we stop real quick? I got to get a Togo's.
Okay. So here we go. Dolores is stupid number 755. Ready? From Dateline producer. Investigators found a text from Dolores to a neighbor where she was asking if he had gas cans she could borrow.
I hate Dolores.
Can you even?
I'm mad because I feel like Carlin was murdered for no reason first. And then when you're murdered by dumb people. Makes me like more mad. Yeah, that's, oh my God.
Carlin is like Mother Teresa, and she is killed by the criminals in Home Alone. The wet bandits.
Seriously.
The wet bandits came along and killed her. And it's like, she didn't deserve to go like that. She's way too good for that. Mm-hmm. Okay, this one is going to make you so happy. Mm-hmm. Again, from Dateline producer. The cops weren't sure what to make of the package of Twinkies that appeared on the same sales receipt of the gas cans. Remember when you said, what else did she, I swear to God, when you said, what else did she buy? Like a treat or something?
What do you mean they weren't sure what to make of it?
And then, well, Tammy D wrote, gotta eat when you're carrying out a crime. And
she's hangry.
AM wrote, for the road trip, duh. Yeah, like you gotta have a snack if you're gonna murder someone. Twinkies? But she bought it on the same receipt. Also, Home Depot sells Twinkies.
Yeah, also, who buys Twinkies at the checkout line at Home Depot? You don't buy Twinkies.
I don't recall seeing them there.
You go and you get yourself like a Coke, like they have a cold machine, and then they have candy stuff at the front.
Yeah, candy stuff. I don't recall seeing Twinkies. Maybe chips.
Chips. You get a bag of Doritos.
Yeah. Very confusing. Sean G said, if I have to ask a cop for an update on a case and they pull open an 8-foot metal file cabinet drawer, I might feel a lack of confidence. Computers? What do you think? We're the future police?
With a licking finger? Yeah. And like, hold on a second. Tammy!
Computers?
Tammy, where's that file? Bring me that file from 1945. Yeah, remember the one? Yeah, bring it here. Okay, we're going to wheel this in. Sit right here, Mrs. Donovan. We're going to take care of you. And they wheel in this giant file. That'd be great.
John Mulaney has this whole bit about Law and Order. It's so good. He has a whole bit about Law and Order and about SVU. And he says how the bartenders, when they show a photo of the victim that died, the bartender always looks at it really funny. Like their eyes have to adjust to it being a photo. Like, oh, it's a picture. Not for nothing, but I thought it was a tiny person. So that's how I'm picturing computers. What do you think? We're the future police? Everyone listen to John Mulaney about microfiche.
With the microfiche where they're scrolling through the old newspaper articles.
Yeah.
It's the best one.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I love it. Pino and Paws says, this woman packed her man a sandwich for his car ride to go murder his estranged wife. I have never packed my husband a lunch once in my damn life. I need to step my game up.
Just get him a Twinkie.
Just a Twinkie. What kind of Max Langer says, what kind of sandwich goes well with a side of murder, you might ask? If Keith Morrison was hosting, he says it would go, it was peanut butter and jelly with the crust cut off. But I disagree, because I think that makes you too thirsty.
What you got?
And then you got to drink more, and then you have to stop to pee in the woods. So if you're going for a murder, I don't know exactly what it is. Egg salad? No, that doesn't stay fresh. I might forego the Sammy and just have chips and a Capri Sun. What would you have? Jerky?
No, what do I think it was?
A Slim Jim. Snap into a Slim Jim and commit murder.
No one's having a Slim Jim. I think it was, you have never had a Slim Jim.
Maybe.
It tastes like a salt lick, so it's a shame. Because you'd like it. I love it. They're very salty. Mm. But here's the deal. No, honestly, what I think she packed in was like a meatball sub.
Ew, like for the road?
Roast beef. Yeah, no,
but that I think is going to spill on his pants.
She got him like a Jersey Mike's. Mike style, whatever, with all the like.
But
stuff
that
on it.
Bread at Jersey Mike's, like the flakes off, the little seeds come off everywhere, all over your car. And that's her car. So she's going to want him to eat something that's not that messy in her car.
He got back into the car with a bunch of bloody clothes. So do you think she cared
that's
that
true.
Much about her car? They
no,
probably had
true.
A towel down.
I don't know. Great question. I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
Salmonella chicken ass. I don't know. That's their name. Me, I was home on the night of the murder. Detective, check his Netflix. Me, no! Detective, Gilmore Girls? Me, wasn't me. I lied. I was at the murder, I swear. Crystal Wolfram, definitely the first Netflix and chill alibi.
Oh, there you go, Netflix and kill. Mm-hmm. But you stole it. Is
I
there?
Did not.
Hey, I'm just kidding. Is there? I know you did. You're very smart. Is there? Is there something on your Netflix you'd be embarrassed about? Like that you would not want them to know that you were watching? Because I'm like trying to think if there's anything that I'd be like, I don't want people to know I watched that.
Yeah, there's probably some things.
I can't even imagine what that would be. I think it would more, I'd be embarrassed. I think everyone would see how much, how ADD I am.
Yeah.
Because everything has like 4 minutes.
Right.
And it's like, no, no.
No, and see, like, I'm the opposite. Like, I have watched all 5 seasons of Great British Bake Off probably 6 times in the past few months because I have it on at work just
no,
in the
but
background.
I have that. No,
so it's
I have that.
Over and over and over again.
I have stuff like that. I definitely have stuff like that too, but I'd more be embarrassed of the like string of 90 horror movies that like I decide in the first 3 minutes that it's not good enough.
Oh, and then you jump to the
and
next.
Then I have to Google everything and figure out what the rating is.
See, I have the opposite. I cannot not finish it. So instead I get to like half an hour before the end and then I don't want it to end and then I just stop. So there's a lot
of
things.
Well, that's just bizarre.
Yeah, I just have not. I've gotten through most of, but I haven't finished. Like why
it's
I've
like
watched
Broadchurch.
All of Handmaid's Tale except for the last episode of the first season because I can't. I don't want to finish it, and then I haven't watched the second season.
You know,
obviously.
There's a second season, so
yeah,
you can watch the first.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what my problem is. This is the last tweet, but it's the best tweet besides the tweet about the file folders because I really like that tweet. Jasmine Root, who is another one of our favorite listeners, said, I just realized he'd give you the shirt off his back is the male equivalent to lights up a room with her smile.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Right? Think about it.
Yeah.
It is, right? It has to go on the bingo cards.
Yeah, it has to go on a bingo. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really well done.
Well done, what Jasmine.
About, do we have that he's the upstanding citizen?
I have pillar of the community.
Pillar of the community. Okay.
Slash hometown hero.
That's right. I remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
But give you the shirt off his back.
Yeah. I think I should take off Big Teddy Bear. That one hasn't been on there a while. He's like a giant teddy bear.
Nah.
I think shirt off the back is better.
Yes. Good job, Jasmine.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Can I really quick go over some things that I've needed to go over with you for a really long time. Maggie May, maybe, found a company called Cut and Row, which is an editing company. Guess who the executive producer of that company is? Amber, AMBURR. Farrells.
Stop
Amber
it.
Farrells, swear hand to baby Jesus. AMBURR.
Told you.
There is one.
There's one. There's one.
I know. Okay. So Brittany Bick, who's a Patronus, whose son is a competitive dancer, he goes to 5 competitions a year, one of which is nationals, and 2 conventions. I want to go to the conventions with little kids. They take over the hotel probably, and they're dancing. They're rehearsing in the lobby, Katie,
yes,
of
they
the
are.
Convention.
Yes, they are. I've seen it.
I
want to
go. Usually about 10 hours a week in the studio total. And yeah. she said there are some very competitive mobs. Very.
So, because think about it, 10 hours a week average. So if you're just doing 5 days a week after school, that's 2 hours a night.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
For a little kid, that's a lot. Every single day after school.
And then he goes to 5 competitions yeah, and 2 conventions.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I want to go to the conventions. And he does. Do they nationals? Need chaperones for the conventions?
How old is her son?
I believe he's like around 10 years old. I could be totally wrong.
That's magic. Does he have a specialty? What is his, like, is he modern? Like, what is his tap?
Great question. Yes. And what are the uniforms, the outfits, the costumes?
They change.
Glitter?
All the time.
Sequins?
Well, probably. So for a boy, it would be different. It would be like a version. Is he dancing with girls or right. is he with all boys?
Right.
So if he's dancing with girls, he's wearing a version or like a complimentary. Like if they're all angels, maybe he's playing the devil or whatever.
Ooh, a theme yeah. dance.
Yes, they do. Theme oh my God, costume. Yes. Can you please tell me, Brittany, what's the craziest dance that he's done? The
yes.
craziest theme that they've done?
Please.
I want to know.
SBS Smith on 43 on Twitter said, listen, if Mickey were Sabrina from Silver Lakes Wolfpack's mother-in-law, we'd have ourselves a triple murder. Mickey doesn't come to play. And Josh Mankiewicz wrote, oh, that would be something.
Oh, Josh, he did? Oh, that's so sweet.
Yes, I love
that's
it.
That's funny.
Because they recently aired Secrets in Silver Lakes and Favorite Son in one weekend. The Fall Line podcast is a great podcast, by the way, and they listen to us. And we were talking about joining a group or having some sort of club or something. And she said that you can join if you stop saying Hotlanta. And I said, I don't know if you can help yourself. And she said, she still loves you. Sometimes as I contour, I think of Katie.
Oh, boy. What? Why can't I say Hotlanta?
It's bad. Everyone thinks it's bad. Natalie Bannon thinks it's bad. We all think it's bad. It's
why
not
is it bad?
Cool anymore. It's stopped. It needs to stop. And they are very offended. The Fall Line is offended.
I just found it, though. Someone just said it. I heard someone say it.
You just heard Hotlanta?
No, but I heard someone say it.
It's been Hotlanta for like 20 years. It's over. This is sad.
Is that what... That's why people don't like it? Because it's over?
Yeah, it's played. It's like Will Smith saying something about, like, welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a mi. Like, it's like that, like, where that was cool for, like, 2 seconds.
Oh, it's like
seconds.
Where people say, like, La Vida Loca.
Yes, it's like that.
Is it like YOLO?
It's like YOLO. It's like people saying YOLO unironically hasn't been a thing in a really long time.
I thought it was just a thing, like, people say La La Land, which is, like, people have said that way before the movie. I thought
right.
it was just another
but
name for it.
But do people hear, like, when people say La La Land? Okay, it's not like La La Land. It's, like, people coming here and saying Holly Weird. How annoying is it when people say Holly Weird?
In my defense, I didn't know that. Like, to me, I thought that it was like La La Land. I thought it was, like, something that just, like, another term for a place. I honestly did not know. I would not have done it had I known it was played. I didn't know. I thought it was, like, just in the books now.
Right.
Like, I thought it
like
was
accepted
just, that's
terms.
What,
right.
Right. Like, Holly Weird is not, but people call L.A. all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, they do.
I honestly didn't know. I would not have done it.
No, you guys, she's really hip.
Sorry, guys. I did not know.
They love you anyways.
Hotlanta is a no.
Erica K said, I love Bianca, but if this causes Katie and Kimberly to divorce, I will need therapy. Katie should sing a modified version of Jolene to Bianca before it's too late. I don't know what that means. Why do you sing it to be? What is Jolene about? To tell
it's
to stop
Jolene,
cheating?
I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Oh.
Your beauty is beyond compare with ivory locks of or something, auburn hair, and skin so clear and eyes of emerald green. It's something like that. It's very much about, like, you're singing to this other woman, like, you're beautiful. Please, like, I love him. Don't take him. It's a sad ditty.
I would be so honored if you would sing that about me.
I will sing it the next time we do karaoke. I will do it.
Okay.
I just wrote Dolly and Jolene.
There we go.
Because it's important. Yeah. And then I did Hotlanta.
No.
with a no.
Okay. You only have to tell her once, guys. She'll remember. No. It's not like she's going to keep doing it.
No, I didn't. I honestly wouldn't do it. I just didn't know.
Yeah. She just didn't know. So Bree WGP is a new listener of ours who's recently binged all the episodes. Mm-hmm. And she said she's calling us Katie, Kaytee.
Mm-hmm.
And Kimberly, Kymburligh. These are our names now.
Check out the description on iTunes this week.
Yes. Bree, it's going to be for you.
Thank you, Bree.
It's going to be for you. And then Julie Vaughn had the very best tweet. This is the last one. It's close to Jasmine's tweet. It is really good. I had a dream last night that I shared my holiday ideas with the co-hosts of NBC, Dateline NBC. We already have Thanksgiving and Keefmas. Mm-hmm. So now we have Leaster Holt, Hanukandria.
Uh-huh.
And Independence Day.
Yes, Independence Day. Yeah.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it's real good.
Julie Vaughn. Julie underscore Vaughn. V2013. You nailed it.
Nailed it.
So I was like, do we contact the calendar people? Who do we tell? The government?
Hallmark?
Someone said Hallmark. What if we go to Google and they make it official in Google calendars? And that way it digitally goes to everyone.
How many Hyatt people do you know at Google right now? Like 3 or 4?
3 or 4, yeah.
Let's call them.
Yeah. I mean, I should probably call them about several other things.
Yes.
Like getting this podcast to be popular. But, like, I'm going to do the holidays as well, obviously.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Like making Joshua Jackson my boyfriend? Can Google take care of that? Can they have Idris Elba show up at my door?
Can Google set up a meet and greet?
I know Google is powerful. Can I meet Tay-Tay?
Yeah.
I got a lot of things I want. Okay, I think that's all we had. I'm so glad I finally got those tweets off my chest.
Got it off your chest.
Thank God. And thank you for putting up with me being a little sick.
No one could tell that you're sick. You sound lovely.
Really?
Yes. You're a little snotty.
I'm always a little snotty.
In both ways, you are a little snot.
Yeah,
little bit.
I am.
A little bit.
But we love you, everyone. Consider following us on Patreon and Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and putting the notifications on. That's my goal for 2019. And also our new patrons. We got a bunch of new patrons and we are so grateful. So everyone, don't watch alone. Watch underwater matrixing a bullet.
Yeah, now we know how to do it. Thanks, Oliver. Yeah.
Or get yourself a label maker and get your life in order, girl.
Yeah, they're not much.
They're not, right?
I've got one before, but the batteries run out really fast.
Yeah.
I got to figure it out. Because like the batteries, you make one label and then the batteries are dead.
Steal a label maker and the labels from your office.
Borrow one from your work for a long time.
And then get your life in order.
Like how you shred your mail at work. There we go.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.